Good morning, it's time for the King State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, with the summer months coming up, we've already seen a lot of heat come through the area the last couple of weeks or so with the rain and all of that. Important to stay hydrated. You have some tips on all of that.
Absolutely, and while I know we've definitely had some rain recently, but those increased temperatures and warmer days, especially in the afternoon, are definitely here to stay with the start of summer. And those warmer and humid days also mean the importance of staying hydrated, especially during this time of the year. As we know, water is a major component of our body, and it makes up 60 to 70%. That water is important in a lot of ways. It helps with many functions in our body, including digestion, the transportation and absorption of nutrients, helps to protect our joints and organs, and it also helps us to maintain body temperature as well. And without enough water, dehydration can put some stress on our body and lead us to feeling fatigued, lightheaded, nausea, or even having headaches. And those symptoms can also result in some very serious heat-related illnesses as well, like heat stroke and heat exhaustion. So staying hydrated is really, really important. So it's important to make sure to drink plenty of fluids, but when we're drinking those fluids, it's important to also think about what we're drinking. While water is really the best overall source of hydration, additional beverages like milk or juices are composed mostly of water. Eating foods that have a high water content, fruits like watermelons, strawberries, oranges, even some of our vegetables, cucumbers, and lettuce can also add to our hydration as well. But also remember to keep in mind to avoid those drinks that contain lots of caffeine and alcohol, as they can contribute to water loss and dehydration as well. You're also going to want to make sure to consider your activity level. If you're exercising or engaging in activities outside that are making you sweat, you're going to need to drink extra water to compensate for that fluid loss. Also going to want to be careful about choosing sports drinks, for example, as a lot of those contain a lot of refined sugar and are high in calories. And so water really is still the best overall choice for keeping hydrated. You might also consider starting your, if you find that you don't maybe drink enough water each day, you might consider starting your day with a glass of water and then remembering to carry water with you throughout the day. If you don't already, you might consider using a reusable water bottle and carrying that with you wherever you go and remembering to fill it up at various stops throughout the day to make sure you always have water available to you. And at the end of the day, make sure you rinse out that water bottle with hot water and soap and let it air dry. And you also sanitize the water bottle a couple of times each week as well with a solution of a tablespoon of bleach per quart of water. And sometimes I get the response that their individuals may be tired of plain water. One thing you can do is to make infused water. That means by adding some fresh fruit or cucumber slices, for example, to your water to add just a little bit of flavor. If you do choose to make that infused water, make sure to use fruits, berries, and cucumber options that are free of bruises and damage. Also make sure to wash those fruits and vegetables under running water before adding them into your water as well. And if you do choose to drink infused water, make sure to keep it cold and refrigerated and refrigerate any of the leftovers. That infused water can be stored tightly in a cover container in the refrigerator for about five to six days. And finally, one question that's often asked is how much water should I drink? Everyone's needs are a little bit different based on a variety of factors such as diet, activity, and age. Just remember, if you're being physically active, working outside, playing outside in a hot environment, you're also going to want to make sure that you increase that water intake to prevent dehydration. And also, additionally, make sure you drink before you're thirsty. That may be especially important to give those reminders sometimes to older adults or children to drink regularly throughout the day, as they sometimes or often may not recognize their thirst as easily. And another thought is to maybe set some reminders on your phone, for example, or through an app or some mechanism throughout the day to give you a reminder to drink consistently throughout the day. And as always, if you have additional questions, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826, or you can visit our district's website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
Important to stay hydrated through the summer months. Make sure you guys don't fall victim to dehydration. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Zine, Executive Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources for HU Development Agent, Abby Powell.